brought to you by Penguin.
Greyhound by C.S. Forrester. Read for you by Jim Frangione. Thanks to Vice Admiral Ralph W. Christie, USN retired, one-time commander of submarines, Southwest Pacific, and to Commander J.D.P. Hodapp, USN, one-time commanding officer, USS Hall, CSF. Chapter 1. In that hour after dawn, the horizon did not seem far away. The line where the watery sky met the gray sea was not well defined. It was as if the cheerless clouds grew denser out towards that circle until at the final meeting, all the way round, there was not an abrupt transition, but a simple mingling of twin elements. So the area confined under that low sky was not a large one. Beyond the circle, in every direction, the sea extended for 1,000 miles, and beneath it the water was 2 miles deep. Neither figure was easily to be grasped by the imagination, although acceptable as an academic fact. 2 long miles below lay the sea bottom, darker than the center of the longest and darkest tunnel ever built by man, under pressures greater than any ever built up in factory or laboratory, a world unknown and unexplored, to be visited not by men, but perhaps by their dead bodies, encased in and made part of the iron coffins of their crushed-in ships. And the big ships, to insignificant man so huge and so solid, sank to that sea bottom, to the immemorial ooze.